Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny sky, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A 32-year-old man is a suspect in the stabbing death of his uncle near Derby. Sedgwick County authorities say Douglas McCarthy was arrested early Tuesday on a possible charge of second-degree murder. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says McCarthy's uncle, 48-year-old Kelly Ralph, was killed in an apparent fight over a gun sale. The two men lived in a home in a rural part of Sedgwick County near Derby. Deputies found Ralph lying in the driveway suffering from several stab wounds Monday night. He later died at a hospital. McCarthy is being held in the Sedgwick County Jail on a $250,000 bond. A former executive with an advocacy group for those with Down syndrome has launched a campaign for Kansas State Treasurer. Sarah Hart Weir said in an email to supporters Monday that she plans to bring a conservative outsider approach to problem solving. Weir joins a field of three other Republicans vying for the treasurer's position. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Andover Public Schools are the latest for students and staff to be required to wear face masks starting Friday due to a rise in COVID-19 cases. Our news partners at KTV report the school board unanimously approved the new policy during a special meeting last night. In a separate motion, the board rejected a motion to require middle and high school students and staff to wear face coverings. The new policy for elementary schools will be in effect until October 12th, at which time the board will meet to reevaluate. A new state audit found that few projects financed with star bonds are meeting requirements for bringing visitors and money into the Sunflower State. The report from the legislature's auditing arm was released this week. Auditors found that only 3 of the 16 attractions they reviewed met tourism goals by bringing in a significant percentage of visitors from other states. Star bonds allow municipalities to issue bonds to finance major developments, which are paid through sales tax revenue generated by the project. Wednesday, Kansas News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Environmental Protection Agency has fined companies in Iowa and Nebraska for tampering with emission controls in vehicles. The EPA announced yesterday that diesel repair shop Midwest Truck Products of Cantrell, Iowa, will pay a $75,000 penalty. South Central Diesel Incorporated of Holdridge, Nebraska, will pay a $50,000 fine. The EPA said the companies either tampered with vehicle engines or sold devices that removed emissions controls for hundreds of customers. The number of COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has increased in each of the past 10 weeks, and the total nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus continues to spread. Nebraska reported 5,006 new cases for the week ending Friday. That's up from 3,755 the previous week and nearly double the cases recorded the week before. Wednesday Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, will be in Marysville Wednesday as part of a 50-city event highlighting the Kansas Can Success Tour. The meetings open to parents, educators, business, and community members are designed to gather input and share information regarding direction of K-12 education in Kansas.
So the best way is to come to a location near you, and you can get those locations at ksde.org, and you'll just click on the Kansas Can Success Tour. It's right on our front page, prominent. And come to one of the sessions and sign up, sign in, give us an email address, and we will share with everyone that comes the results that we get in all 50 communities across the state. Plus, we'll be sharing it with the overall media as a whole. But if you come, you'll get a personalized report back to you that you not only can see the location that you attended, but you can also see what people said all across the state.
Wednesday's meeting, 9 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville, will begin with a look back at progress of various programs initiated in recent years.
In 2015, Brad Nunswander, the deputy commissioner, and I went across Kansas to over 20 locations to find out what Kansans wanted in their K-12 public schools. And now we're back out 6 years later to refresh everyone's memory of what was said in 15 and to see whether or not we want to intensify that direction, whether we want to alter it slightly or whether or not we want to go in a completely different direction.
Again, the public and local educators are essential in the process.
So it's 90 minutes long. We're doing three a day, and we invite anyone that's interested in education. So business leaders, public, obviously educators, parents, grandparents come, and we talk a little bit about what was said in 15. We do lots of small group discussion, and then we get everyone's input that comes to the meeting individually. And we repeat that for two or three cycles, and we try to do our best to stay to that 90-minute timeline and honor people's time.
Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, again will be a guest in Marysville Wednesday and will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Listen for more about the Kansas Can Success Tour and Kansas Education Saturday morning 7:10 on KNDY. Washington County authorities called in the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to assist with determining a cause of death of a Greenleaf man, 40-year-old Daniel Little, whose body was discovered at 2220 11th Road, Greenleaf, August 29th. Shortly after 2:30 p.m., it was reported to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, who responded. Cause of death and other factors are pending investigation. No further immediate details will be released. If anyone has information in regards to the death of 40-year-old Daniel Little of Greenleaf either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office or the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Joyce Gudenkoff, age 78, formerly of Elites, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Gudenkoff. Darlene K. Landon Post Barnes, age 81, formerly of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Oquito. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Landon Post Barnes. Mackenzie C. McClellan, age 29, of Topeka, passed away Sunday. She's the daughter of Carmen and Mike Lee of Marysville. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kinsey McClellan. Nelda A. Gunther, age 83, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Nelda Gunther. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, cheesy potato, asparagus, and apple crisp. Tomorrow, chili, cinnamon rolls, a veggie plate, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, quiet weather overhead across the central parts of the Midwest. We will see clearing skies as we head through the day. Dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a front extending into the central and east central parts of the Midwest Thursday night through Friday. Some areas lingering into Saturday, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, towards the end of the weekend and into the Labor Day, it does look like we'll see beautiful weather. And the good news is that we're continuing to see pretty manageable temperatures. It looks like we'll continue to see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, maybe a spotty storm early, then clearing skies, temperatures mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, 66. For tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, 67. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 63. Record low of 41. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning, 6:56. We received an inch of rain Tuesday morning here in Marysville. Overcast, mild, 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 1st of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
The fills keep surging, and Javi Baez may have found a measure of redemption. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Entering the final month of baseball's regular season, the Phillies' bats help pull them back into contention in the National League pennant race.
Harper swings, hits one back up the middle. A base hit. Phillies have the lead. One run will score. Galvis around third. He's going to score.
The call on WIP. Bryce Harper's two-run single, part of a six-run, sixth-inning eruption. And Phillies 12-6 drubbing of the Nationals. Philadelphia moved 2.5 games back of the Reds for the second NL wild card and 2.5 back of the National League East leading Braves. For the Braves, Dodger Stadium continued to be a house of horrors.
2-2 to Seager. Swung on and driven to the gap in right center field. That's going to get down and go to the wall. Betts off to the races. Around second. On his way to third. Being waved home. Here comes Mookie Betts in to score without a throw.
On KLAC, Corey Seager's go-ahead double in the eighth carried the Dodgers to a 3-2 win. After apologizing for a recent thumbs-down gesture, Javier Baez's heads-up base running in the bottom of the ninth may have put him back in the good graces of Mets fans.
Baez, the winning run at first. First pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit going into left field. The Mets have tied it. Alonso scores. Digging for third is Baez. The ball is bobbled. Baez coming around third. Alfaro short of the plate. The slide. The ball gets away. The Mets win.
On WCBS, after reaching on an infield hit, Baez sprinted home from first base to score the winning run in the Mets' 6-5 walk-off over the Marlins. The Metropolitans would also take Game 2 of a split doubleheader 3-1. NFL Saints head coach Sean Payton said the team is leaning towards staying in the Dallas area for the next several weeks as the city of New Orleans continues to recover from Hurricane Ida. The Saints are scheduled to open the regular season against the Packers. Neither the Superdome or team's practice facility suffered major damage, but it could take weeks for power and other services to be restored. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
K-State football fans, it's time to refill the bill. And cheer on your Wildcats at the home opener against Southern Illinois Saturday, September 11th. Tickets start at just $30 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Tailgating, the pregame band show, new beer gardens, and so much more that you missed last season. It's finally time to refill the bill. And we can't wait to see you. Go Cats!
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration extended the exemption of hours of service requirements for livestock haulers. Advocated by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the organization says livestock haulers continue to need the flexibility for the well-being of livestock during hauls and keep grocery stores stocked with beef during the continued disruption of COVID-19. NCBA says livestock haulers have been operating under an hour of service exemption since the beginning of the COVID pandemic while maintaining a strong safety record. NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Allison Riviera said she believes the FMCSA's continuation of the exemption indicates the confidence in producers to keep doing their work safely and effectively. Current hours of service rule allow for 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours of on-duty time, then requires 10 consecutive hours of rest. However, livestock haulers need flexibility to protect the welfare of animals. The most recent extension will continue through midnight, November 30th. The Environmental Protection Agency is asking the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia to return the Trump administration's 2019 decision to grant 31 small refiner exemptions for compliance year 2018 to the agency for review. The move comes after the Supreme Court struck down a 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that said small refiner exemptions must be granted consecutively. In a 6-3 decision, the court notes the SREs from renewable fuel standard blending requirements do not need to be extended continuously. SREs are issued to refiners when production capacity of less than 75,000 barrels per day who claim the RFS compliance would cause them undue economic harm. In a motion to the D.C. Circuit Court last week regarding the petitions, EPA said a voluntary remand would allow the opportunity to reconsider the decision in light of interviewing judicial decisions and provide more robust explanation of its actions after reconsideration. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large 3-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques, including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, Tuesday was kind of a tough day for the ag futures once again. We just couldn't seem to get anything going. Kansas City wheat did finish with the front month in the green, but boy, everything else was pretty ugly in the futures market. September, Kansas City wheat up one at 7.05 and a quarter. December, down a half at 7.12. As I said, just was not pretty all the way across. September, corn down six and a quarter at 5.34. December, down eight and a half at 5.34 and a quarter. Soybeans lost some ground again. September, beans down six at 12.98 and three quarters. November, down 10 and three quarters at 12.92 and a half. Soybean meal was down. September, down 120 at 3.46.40. October was down 190. At 343.10. Soy oil got pounded again. September down 92 points at 59.36. October down 81 at 58.89. All the back months were down. We saw issues with canola and cotton, too. Cotton was sharply lower. October cotton down 170 at 93.91. December down 170 at 92.53. So not too much positive when it comes to grains and canola and cotton also lower. You would think that things in the livestock complex might have bolstered themselves a little bit, but they did not. October live cattle down 142 at 126.90. December down 120 at 133.47. Each of the back months was lower as well. Feeders did not fare well. September feeders at 163 even, down 105. October feeders at 167.75, down 120. The back months were also lower. Hogs did not have a good day. October hogs down 135, rather, at 88.80. December hogs down 77 at 81.95. And again, most of the back months were on the downside as well. So all in all, it was not necessarily a very happy day for ag futures on Tuesday. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
It takes more than love to care for a loved one. AARP developed a Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide as a starting point to help you find the services and support you might need. To order a print copy of this guide, call AARP at 877-333-5885 and request the Kansas Family Caregiver Resource Guide. Or find the guide online at aarp.org/KS Caregiver Resources. Paid for by AARP.
It's hard to put a finger on just what makes September such a unique month, but that won't stop us from trying. Some reflections on the ninth month today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 1st, the 244th day of the year. Singers Gloria Estefan and Barry Gibb are sharing a birthday today. 3 weeks of summer remain, but there's a certain autumn mindset that takes over when the calendar page flips to September. Some hold the opinion, in fact, that September is a season unto itself. It's a persuasive argument. It's the driest warm season month in North America. Thunderstorms are infrequent and seldom violent. Daytime heat and humidity are reduced, and the rapidly cooling nights are commonly called great sleeping weather. So as we teeter between the dominance of the two seasons, enjoy the mini season of September. All the virtues of summer and fall with few of their vices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 64, nice breeze, beautiful morning, cloudy, overcast. We received an inch rain, widespread coverage across the region, anywhere from a half to over an inch. We were about an inch yesterday morning, so a couple of very welcome rains came through our way Sunday and again Tuesday. Nice way to start the month of September, on the cooler side yet today. Highs in the low to mid 80s forecast.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Chiefs Nation, the Chiefs traded offensive lineman Yasir Durant to the Patriots for a seventh-round pick in the 2022 draft as they trimmed their roster to the 53-man limit by yesterday's deadline. Durant made the Chiefs last season as an undrafted free agent out of Missouri, and he started Week 17 at right guard. But the Associated Press reports Durant was lost in a numbers game in Kansas City, which completely revamped its offensive line after a bunch of backups and fill-ins were dominated by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Ahmed Rosario became the first player on record to go 5-for-5 with RBIs, an inside-the-park homer, and a drive over the fence, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 7-2 yesterday. The Royals and the Indians teed up again tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Better news for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday as they opened their final away series with a 10-7 win against the Arkansas Travelers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
KNDY.
She's been picking fights, dropping hints, and just last night I caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. She's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind. And it's too late, but what keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see. For me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well pleased. While she sits at home alone with fears and feelings of her own, Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind. And it's too late, but what keeps killing me?
your memory.